Hi there, Special Ed Strategist Wendy Taylor here. Have you ever sat at the IEP table? Do you know what your parent participation rights are? I'm a mom of three, and I have sat on both sides of the IEP table. This is a Special Ed Strategist podcast. Normally, I do interviews with guests, but I'm creating this mini series, The IEP Strategist, to help you strategize and go from worries to wins. What I learned through my personal journey was to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and to become a partner with the IEP team. If you're new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor, and I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Today, we're talking about parent participation. Let's dive in. Parents, you know you have the right to participate in all meetings where a student's special education services are discussed. Those rights are protected by federal and state laws. In addition, students have the right to attend meetings about their school services at any age. Did you know that schools must invite students once their individual education program or plan, an IEP, includes a transition plan? A legal requirement by the school needs to be in place by the age of 16. The student's not required to attend IEPs, but must be invited and accommodated to participate if they should choose. A court decision in 2013 includes a statement that family rights are more important than other legal requirements, such as renewal deadlines. When you're invited to participate in a meeting, the school is required to accommodate your needs related to scheduling, language access, and if there's a disability on the side of the parent or the student or something else. If you are ill, for example, the school is responsible to wait until you are well enough to meet. The school is also responsible to provide meeting formats to meet your needs, including in-person, virtual, or telephone attendance, with any type of interpretation services needed so that you can fully participate in that IEP meeting and have full understanding of what is going on. IEP eligibility and services do not lapse or expire because the school delayed a meeting to accommodate your schedule. If a deadline is missed, a student's services will continue uninterrupted while we're trying to get that meeting rescheduled and arrange for your family and for you to participate. It's really important to understand. Don't let the school tell you differently. Have them show you in the law. So here are some examples where you must be invited and accommodated to participate in. A referral meeting to discuss whether to evaluate a student for eligibility, an evaluation review meeting, that IEP meeting that happens yearly, a placement meeting, a transition conference to discuss moving to a new school or level of a school. For example, if you're going from preschool to kindergarten, if you are going from elementary to middle, middle to high, or transitioning beyond. Meetings to discuss any type of functional behavioral assessment or type of behavior intervention plan. It's called an FBA or a BIP. Meetings related to discipline, truancy, complaints about harassment, intimidation, and bullying. All of those meetings, as a parent, you need to be invited. And any meeting where the school-based services are discussed. Let me recap here a key statement. The parents of a student eligible of special education services must be afforded an opportunity to participate in meetings with respect to the identification, evaluation, educational placement, and the provision of FAPE to the student. What is FAPE? The statement I just said includes that word. FAPE stands for Free Appropriate Public Education. It is what a student with disability is entitled to receive. The school district is responsible to deliver FAPE. They are responsible for free and appropriate public education. The district must ensure that the student with disability receives access, equitable, and appropriate services. All are elements under FAPE. Here's a tip for you. An IEP provides FAPE through specially designed instruction and goal setting, progress monitoring, supplementary aids and services, accommodations, a thoughtfully chosen placement, and more. The IEP team meets to discuss all of this and make sure FAPE is being provided. Parents, you are equal partners. And we talked about this in my last episode. You are partners in discussing all aspects of your student's education. Here's your tip. Ask for a draft copy of the IEP or any other documents that will be discussed with enough time for you to review before the meeting. This way you can fully participate in the meeting. You can have your questions aligned ahead of time. You can have somebody review the documents. The draft IEP is unfinished until it's been reviewed and finalized in a team meeting that includes family participation. Families have always been a priority under special education law. The collaborative process of an IEP team that includes the family has been part of the special education since federal laws were written to protect student rights to receive an education designed just for them. Parent participation is one of six primary principles of the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. Here's more language that describes FAPE. The IEP must be reasonably calculated to enable a child to make progress appropriate in light of the child's circumstances. This phrase, progress appropriate in light of the child's circumstances, comes from another court decision referred to as Andrew F., and that is E-N-D-R-E-W, Andrew F. The Supreme Court decision established that meaningful progress must be tracked and monitored and that the IEP must be adjusted if meaningful progress isn't being made. That's why parent participation is required. And as much as you can, join. And again, just as a reminder, here's a way to talk about parents' rights. Think about that. You are a partner in this conversation. You are a partner in the IEP team. If you cannot make the meeting for whatever reason, if you are working, if you are ill, ask for it to be rescheduled. Oftentimes, I have seen school districts send out meeting notices and parents feel like they have to come on a certain day and a certain time. If it doesn't work with your schedule, again, we want to have that partnership. So we want to do our best to work with everybody's schedule. But if something is happening and you cannot truly make it, have it rescheduled. And know, again, as a reminder that I said earlier, services do not stop because a deadline was missed because you are ill and cannot make the meeting. So again, you are a partner and your participation is key in making your child successful. I hope this conversation has helped make it a good day. And if you're looking for a quick way to go from worries to wins, grab your freebie, which is a 10 ways to prep for your child's IEP meeting. It has a bonus of 5 questions to ask during your IEP meeting. You can download this by heading over to learningessentialsedu.ck.page/. I'll also put that in the show notes so that you can download the tip guide with bonus questions to ask your child's IEP team. Become informed, be prepared, and become a partner with your IEP team. Thank you again for strategizing with me today. If you love what you've heard, give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials.